Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Unfortunately, for the second straight weekend, I'm going to be having to cover the perverts and the deranged, demented activity at the hands of the LGBTQ plus Pride Month Brigade. Which is really too sad for rational, normal gay people or queer people out there or whatever it is that don't want to be involved with this, don't want to be involved with child abuse, don't want to be involved with all the propaganda. Don't want to be involved in the culture wars. Just want to do their own thing and be left alone like everyone else. But no, they're going to use you to groom and indoctrinate children so that their identity growing up is all based on their sexual whatevers that have now been injected into their minds, the different ideas, instead of principles like courage or integrity or honesty or bravery, family, loyalty, hard work. No, it's going to be all about what sex you are. And you got to ask yourself, how is Gay Pride Month now the second, maybe the biggest thing in this country? And you might say, well, what are you talking about? I doubt there is as much government spending and organizing and everything that goes into these events. I was thinking the only thing that comes close is maybe Christmas. Folks, there are hundreds of gay pride parades. Hundreds. And look at the size of these things. Look at all the corporate sponsors. Now, So I literally have hours and hours of this from over the weekend. So I'm going to come back and let you know what's going on. But, I mean, quickly, though, on the political side of the spectrum, Joe Biden is an absolute political disaster. His approval rating is quickly heading into the 20s. Historic lows, we're talking. Congress already crossed that threshold long ago. So the government isn't just an abysmal failure. Everyone is seeing their gas prices go up, their energy prices go up, their grocery bills go up, probably their paychecks go down because their taxes are also going up. And no matter how much the Democrats try to blame Putin or blame January 6th or keep playing the blame game, it's not sticking anywhere. It's like the old saying, I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. That's the Democrats right now. And even with January 6th, they're not changing any minds. In fact, neutral or inquiring minds are saying, why are they still bringing this up? And if you knew this was going to go down, why did you turn down the National Guard, and why did you turn down having extra police on the scene that day? This isn't adding up, and this doesn't affect me anyway. At least that's how they view it, a political witch hunt. The Democrat Party weaponizing the government against its opposition does affect all of us, but a lot of people won't understand that. But they do understand their gas bill going up, and their electric bill going up, and their grocery bill going up, and their kids coming home from school with sexual propaganda and racial propaganda, And no amount of blame gaming by the Democrats and Biden can fix the damage that the Democrats have done to this country and themselves.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Fine. Just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people.
So, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, June 12th. And let me just give you a fair warning. I don't even know how to properly explain what it is we're about to show you today. Because here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the serious nature of it all, and, I mean, you're going to see some of this stuff, and it's going to make you nauseous and sickened, but, I mean, folks, you got to understand, we're only human here at this crew, here at InfoWars, and, I mean, some of this stuff is just belly laughter worthy, okay? I mean, when you've got linebacker looking, you know, NFL athlete dudes dressed up as leather daddies dancing to Beyonce, grinding for children. And see, and that's where it gets ridiculous, is the aspect of the children. And so that's when you start to get nauseous and sickened by this. But it's just, I mean, there's just so many different levels of ridiculousness to what's going on now. I mean, look at that big fat Cleveland steamer coming at you. Yeah, look at that big old daddy dump truck. Slaps his butt, shakes it for the children. I mean, folks, this was happening all weekend long again. So here's the fair warning. If you don't want to watch this stuff, I don't blame you, okay? I don't want to watch this stuff. I went to one of these events here in Austin yesterday. I was there for about an hour. I saw Beyonce perform. I mean, folks, it'd be like if I got into a bra and panties and said I was Shakira, okay? I mean, it's just... But it's Beyonce. Probably better than the real thing, since it's a dude, since men do everything better than women now. Men are even better at being women than women. So I saw Beyonce yesterday, better than the real deal, better than the real thing. There you go. There's some of the stuff that we're going to be showing you coming up on the transmission today. So I don't blame you if you don't want to see it. I don't blame you if you're tuned out. I understand if you're even like, why do you even show this stuff? Because, folks, nobody else is covering it. And it's all oriented to children. That's the driving force. And if you guys go to the end of the video I uploaded yesterday, you'll see Beyonce's performance. I was getting down to some Beyonce. Oh, yeah. And you can see Taylor Hansen and a couple other friends of the show were out there. And they stuck it out. Those troopers stuck it out. They were there all evening. They had to see about 30 different gay drag show for kids events. And I didn't. I had to. Beyonce was it for me. I said, once I've seen it, hi, Beyonce, I think I've seen them all. And you really can't, you know, that's just the one for me. That was it. I saw Beyonce, said it's better than Beyonce, I'm done. But, so it'd be one thing if I wanted to come in here, and I mean, look, I'm going to laugh, I'm not going to lie. I mean, some of this stuff is ridiculous. I mean, 350-pound dudes in leotards, you know, humping the ground for children. I mean, there's a level of humor in that. You know, so there's a level of, wow, these are perverts, this is grooming children. And then there's just, I don't want to go completely crazy. Let's at least look at the humorous aspect of this. But even I feel dirty doing that. Even I feel dirty doing that because this is child abuse on a mass scale with the guys, with the mask, with the veil of liberalism and tolerance and gay pride. You can have all that stuff without the child abuse. Thank you very much. But they can't. Why can't they? Because that's what it was always about. It was always about perverts and groomers having a sexual revolution that once they get the children involved, they can come out of the closet as minor attracted people, formerly called pedophiles, and then they've blurred all the lines of morals and sex. Which, of course, they don't believe in creation. They just think we're a bunch of randomized cells. So, yeah, just go out there and stick it wherever you can. That's their sexual revolution. And then it's your sexual identity of, ooh, what do you stick it in? Or what do you stick inside of it? And then here's the flag for you. You don't have a nation's flag anymore. You don't have a sovereign nation state you're from that your forefathers helped build. No. You've got a, hey, where do I stick my pee-pee or wee-wee? And, ew, here's my flag, because I live in the global government now, and my identity is my sex. And so, again, I'm just rolling the B-roll here. I'm going to come down and go down the list. Got about 15 of these videos. I'm going to go down the list when I come back in the next segment and really focus. We're also going to be joined over the phone by Savannah Hernandez for a segment. She's still on the ground in D.C. where they had one of these major events yesterday. She got just stunning footage. It was in D.C. It was in Dallas. It was in Austin. It was in Houston. And then another one. Where was this one? There's two over the weekend. Head of Drag Queen Story Hour organization arrested for child porn. That's from the National Pulse. Oh, really? Pedophiles are going to try to hide amongst the crowds of all of these other sexual perverts to get access to children when they have these events for children? Who could have seen that coming? Oh, it's already happened multiple times. And, oh, it happens again. We'll convert your children. Brett Blom, a former head of the Cream City LGBTQ plus thing, I mean, I'm not trying to be, this is not a pun intended, but they rub it in your face. Cream City, they have Miss Kitty Litter, go around reading to kids, Miss Kitty Litter. Again, I don't even know half of these sexual references that they make. I'm no church mouse. I know what Cream City means. I didn't know what Kitty Litter meant, but found that out the hard way. Might have something to do with a dirty Sanchez. Oh, we're from Cream City. We're here for your children. We're going to bring them to Cream City with us. Oh, that was a pedophile. Oh, shocking. Shocking. I'm shocked that Brett Blom, the former head of Cream City LGBTQ Plus Foundation that runs a Drag Queen Story Hour for Kids program, was arrested on charges of possession of child pornography. And was trying to put it on a social media messaging application. Who could have seen it coming? And then I was talking to Mass Resistance Houston activists Tracy Shannon and Kevin Witt, and they've got one in Houston again. I believe it was in Houston, and they just broke the story earlier today. Guys, will you see if they have it up on the – I don't know if they have it up on their website yet. They were telling me they were going to break it. Maybe check Mass Resistance Texas or Mass Resistance Houston. They busted another one. Oh, and it's even worse, and they send me the criminal records of this drag queen for kids – like seven drug dealing convictions, multiple prostitution convictions, and one sodomy crime against nature? So, yeah. So, oh, but Nancy Pelosi was on RuPaul's Drag Race and says, this is what America's all about. That's right, folks. What I tell you, that's the Democrat Party, that's the left, that's the globalists. What is it all about? America's not about freedom, freedom of speech, right to bear arms, self-government. No, 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 no. Rugged individualism created by God. No, 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 no. America is now all about what you have sex with, says Nancy Pelosi. No, who no.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All the family-friendly events for kids over the weekend here you're seeing on the screen. Oh, yes, four children. All the different kinks can be explored by your kids now, thanks to the left. Liberals, Democrats. Not a kink they won't tell your child about. And show for them, too, as this was happening all over the country this weekend. And I'm really at a loss wrapping my head around the fact that, because I'm trying to argue myself out of this conclusion, but more time and effort and corporate sponsorship go into Gay Pride Month than even Christmas now. Because I was thinking about that when I went to the Gay Pride event for families, for kids, yesterday here in downtown Austin. I was there for about an hour during the day. Did some filming with Taylor Hansen and others. The video's up on the War Room channel. There's some funny stuff there. I saw a Beyonce performance. Better than Beyonce, folks. You can't even imagine. You know, men are better women than women now. So that's modern-day feminism. Men can be women, and they're better at it. So it was really just some mild stuff when I was there. There wasn't much going on. There wasn't much in attendance, but later on the night it got pretty wild and we got some footage. But how do I wrap my head around the fact that, I mean, it's just true. Gay Pride Month is now a bigger corporate event, national event than Christmas even. Here in Austin, we do some stuff for Christmas. We got a little park. We put a little big Christmas tree up. We do some Christmas lights. You know, we got a little Christmas stuff. Might even have a little Christmas parade and stuff. Down at the park, 4th of July, we do fireworks, got a big band that shows up, plays the national anthem, all kinds of festivities. Christmas thing lasts about 3 weeks, maybe four. July 4th stuff usually does, you know, it's that weekend, and then, of course, on July 4th. But, I mean, this is the whole month, every weekend. Every weekend. In multiple areas, huge pride events. And look, there's your puppy kink, and all the little puppy kinks come out, and they have their little puppy kinks on their strollers and on their leashes and with their doggy masks on. And they go up and they pretend they're little doggies, and they have the kids pet them. Hey, look, at least there was one drag queen story time over the weekend. They've pretty much eliminated the story time. So how do I wrap my head around that fact? I'm still in denial of it. So let's just start showing you some of this footage. A lot of this is from Savannah Hernandez, who joins us in the next hour. She's still in D.C. Covering some of the madness that's going on there. Let's start. This is clip one. This is the Pride Parade in D.C., and they're marching right down through D.C., and they've got a nice transgender man that's had breast surgery, so three bulges in this guy's clothes, and he's going around topless. And to me, what he does to this police officer is assault. Sexual assault. The police officer should arrest this individual immediately, but, oh, it's liberal, oh, it's gay, oh, it's Pride Month. So you're allowed to get away with sexual assault in the name of Pride Month now. Here it is in clip one. So this is a transsexual man walking around breasts out. And then goes up to a police officer to grind on a police officer, backing into him. Tell me that that's not... tell me that should not be assault. Are you kidding me? You go up to some random person in the street and you put your ass into them and you shake it in the air. That is at the very least lewd. There is lewd conduct charges there. That is absurd. And I feel bad for that police officer that has to be embarrassed like that. What an embarrassing thing to stand there. You're trying to work as a police officer. You're actually trying to protect these people. You may not even agree with them, disagree with them, who knows. And you're just standing there at this event, and some pervert, some dude that decides to get breast implants comes up and tries to shake his ass on you. I wish he would have thrown that dude to the ground and arrested him and taken him in right there for lewd misconduct in public. Because that's what that is. And that's what all of this is. See, this is what liberalism has done. This is what the Democrat Party has done. But this is the culture of liberalism. It's well beyond gay pride, folks. It has very little to do with gay pride, in fact. People have their lives ruined. People have had their lives ruined because they step into the woods at a ball game to take a pee, and some parent calls the cops and says, that man's urinating in the woods, and they end up getting a lewd misconduct in front of minor charges because there's kids playing soccer at the park. He goes back to the woods to take a leak. Okay, that goes on. That happens. You can say that's good or bad. That goes on. And okay, that'll deter people from peeing at public events, for sure. Or peeing in public, you get one lewd misconduct charge. That'll stop people from peeing in public. You can argue that's legitimate or it's not. I'm saying that goes on. But oh, you're at a gay kink event. Oh, you're at a gay pride parade. Oh, you're a liberal. And so now all of a sudden you can walk around naked, grinding on people. How is that not lewd misconduct in front of minors? You're walking around, you claim to be a woman. You're walking around in a thong with a, you got the old tuck job going on, and you've got your fake breasts out, shaking them, and you go up to a police officer and you try to grind your ass on him. You should have been arrested on the spot. And I feel, and my heart breaks for that police officer that has to deal with that embarrassment. That is just disgusting. Oh my God. That's so serious. This is just, what is this? Here we go, guys. Let's show them the puppy play gear. Guys, give me clip two. It's the puppy fetish time. It's gay pride, though. Come on now. All gay pride. Here comes your puppy fetish. Look, kids, we tie each other up in leashes and whips and chains. And we pretend we're doggies and do doggy things. Do you know about doggy things? Do you know about doggy style? We're going to teach your kids all about doggy style. We're the puppy kinks. You're tuned into the Alex Jones show. You're a full grown adult. You're tuned into the Alex Jones show. And I'm sure everybody knows all about putting on doggy play masks and doing it doggy style and puppy kinks. But no, probably not. Most adults don't want to know about you wanting to pretending to be a dog and doing doggy style puppy fetish kink. Most adults don't want to know about that. But there you are, promoting it for kids. Wow. Liberal.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now The fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, we could just let this fad, this trend of degenerate liberalism phase out, because it only has a finite amount of time it can exist. It will phase into oblivion. Undoubtedly. The problem is, it's going to drag us into oblivion with it. And we'd rather not go there. So we've got more of this activity for you. Unfortunately, before Savannah Hernandez, who had to experience a lot of this for herself in person. That's always fun. And a lot of it was in D.C. Andy No shares this video. This is a drag queen story time event. They still do the story time every once in a while. That was kind of the gateway into it. Is, oh, we're reading stories to them. It's an academic thing, don't you know? Now it's just straight up drag time, dance time for kids, strip time for kids, stripper pull for kids, kiddies first stripper pull with a drag queen.
Kitty's first lap dance on the drag queen, drag queen's first kitty time at the bar. I mean, it's not going to lick itself. So that's what's going on here. And but hey, sometimes they still do the story time, like here in clip three.
Don't they look so happy together?
And of course, the books are all about gay, how kids are gay.
And they look wonderfully ever after.
Oh, yay. Two boys, and they're gay. And they're all happy. Hey. And I mean, hey, it couldn't even be like somebody just reading the book. I mean, this dude could be just, in normal clothes. Does he wear that every day of his life? Is that maybe? I don't know. I guess that's just normal clothes. See, it's all about let's just really show the kids it all. Full exposure here. Look, you're gay. Look, I'm gay. Look, I dress like a woman. And it's all about how gay we all are. And look, in that one shot alone, I see, I think, 30 gay flags. Pride for kids, pride for kids. Yeah, you ask kids from the 60s, 70s, 80s, heck, even most kids probably my age. Say, oh, when was your first kiss? Who was your first kiss? It's like, oh, my first girlfriend in high school and in my car. Oh, my first girlfriend freshman year, and we were in a movie theater. Oh, we were under the bleachers at a football game, high school football game, high school dance. You ask kids these days, hey kids, when was your first kiss? It was a puppy kink at a gay pride parade. It was at drag queen story time. The dragon princess kissed me on the bum bum. Oh, when was your first kiss, little Johnny? I was at the gay pride parade, and a man came up and started shaking his butt for me, and he kissed me on the cheek. It's my first kiss. My first kiss. Kitty's first kiss at the gay pride event. It's like, there was a whole lineup of men wanting to kiss me when I was 8 years old at the gay pride event. Like, oh, yeah, you ask a kid my age. Oh, yeah, football game, dance. And, oh, gay pride. Ugh. Oh, and I love this, too. We've got them. They get a little confused. And so they start to merge some of their current things together. And so they've got their support for Ukraine because they don't want to be total frauds. Or they just support the current thing and put it down. Like a kid with a new toy for a week or two. Kid likes his new toy, plays with it about a week, puts it back into the toy box, gets something new. They don't want to fully show you they have the mind of children, the IQs of children. So, look, we still remember Ukraine, too. Like, hey, we still remember Ukraine. Don't worry, we still remember Ukraine. Where they don't let you be trans. They didn't let you leave the country if you were trans. And they don't really do the gay stuff either. But, guys, give me the audio. The Ukraine, yay! Woo! We didn't forget Ukraine just because we're so much gayer than we were last month. Look, we're gay with Ukraine, too. I'm so gay with Ukraine. I'm even gayer with Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Like, Oh my gosh, I'm so gay for gun control too. Like, I'm getting gay with gun control, okay? I'm getting gay with Ukraine. I'm getting gay. Let's just see how many activism things we can get gay with today. So we're just totally, we're gays for gun, let's gay with gun control, gay with Ukraine. Like, we'll be gay with Islam too. Like, whoa. So they had to throw Ukraine in there. It's like, hey, whoa, we still like Ukraine. Come on. We haven't forgotten all about Ukraine. We'll slide them right in. We'll jelly Ukraine right up and slide them right in. Hey, it's like, I'm the organizer of the gay pride parade. It's like, guys, we've got a group of Ukraine activists. They're getting gay with Ukraine. Where do you think we could fit them in? Do you think we could fit them into the gay pride march?
Oh, yeah. I think we've got room right in between the puppy kinks and the sex slaves. Yes. Yeah, let's put them in between the puppy kinks and the dominatrix sex slaves. Yeah. Yeah, that'll fit nicely. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that juxtaposition there. That'll be real good. Let's do that. Oh. Oh, and don't forget, guys, we have the Texas Ticklers. Guys, give me, in clip five here, let's look at the Texas Ticklers. Ooh. Oh, yeah, so hot.
Oh, my God, listen to this. Folks, this was in Austin, Texas. You know, I tell you what, it's for kids, guys. These guys are dry humping the air. I mean, if I went into a strip club or a gay bar, saw something like that, I'd laugh and I wouldn't really be interested, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, oh, hey, there's a family friendly event down at the public park. And then bingo, the Texas Ticklers. Whoa. It's like, whoa, hey, whoa. What are you doing there? You didn't warn me, Doc. Oh, sorry. You didn't know the Texas Tickler was coming. What do you think Texas Tickler means, folks? You think that's child-friendly? A little Texas Tickler? For kids? Hey, kids, let me tell you all about the Texas Tickler. Let me tell you all about the Cleveland Steamer. Hey, kiddos, we're going to tell you all about the Dirty Sanchez. Oh, I'm going to stop right there. They made this public park. I mean, what? They made this public park in Austin. They opened it last summer. They did a pretty good job. There's a bit of a problem they're having because the whole thing is really confusing, the layout, and they got construction on multiple ends, so like there's no street access to it. So it's hard to even get in the thing. But I mean, you know, it's a nice little concert venue they have there. And I'm leaving yesterday. And I know that people have a hard time finding it because I've been to this venue before, and I can tell people are kind of walking around confused, and they can see that I had come from the event, and people start asking me, they're like, hey, how do you get in? And they didn't really know how to ask. I talked to three different groups of people, and they didn't really know how to ask. So I said, hey, where's the event? One said, hey, where's the parade? One said, hey, where's the party? And so they didn't really know what to say. So I responded the same way every time to them because I didn't know how else to say it either because there's all kinds of stuff going on in Austin, Texas on a weekend. All kinds of stuff. So I really didn't know. And they said, hey, where's the event? I said, you mean the gay thing? Yeah, that. They knew. They said, yeah, the gay thing's in there. Said, hey, where's the parade? Oh, you mean the gay thing? It's like, yeah, it's over there. Said, thank you. Hey, where's that party? Oh, you mean the gay thing? Yeah, the gay thing's right through there. You gotta go over there. Oh, thank you. The Texas Tickler, kiddos. The Texas Tickler. Next, we're gonna tell you about the puppy kink. Oh, don't worry, folks. I've got much more to come. More of that. Yes. Good, good.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're watching. Nothing to see here. Not a pervert. Not a sexual deviant. I mean, what? Talk about illustrative. A sexual deviant leading a bunch of children around a parade. Our coverage continues from the madness over the weekend. I'm sorry that for the second straight weekend, my theme for the transmission is how the perverts are grooming your children, but no one else is really warning you about it. Nobody else is really putting a light on these cockroaches, so we'll continue to do just that. Here is more from Taylor Hansen. He was at the Drag Queen for Kids show, the Pride event here in Austin, Texas, and this is yet another drag queen going into the crowd and getting right up in the children's faces in clip six. What is the purpose of this even? Yeah, there's the kiddos. Yeah, get right into those kids. Yeah. Notice, spots the kids from the stage and then goes right down in front of the children. I'm sure that wasn't the plan. Just happened. Hey, let's just play music. Let's just play some 80s music or something, or some 60s, and just, you know, let's put a man in drag. It's called for kids. That's good entertainment. I mean, it's like, again, they have a whole month of this crap. all the corporate sponsorship, all the big events. It's bigger than Christmas now. They could have just had a normal day. They just could have, I mean, why not? Adventure time for kids, discovery time for kids, learning time for kids, music time for kids, like anything, anything innocent, anything normal. They could have taken all the funding. They could have had great bands playing. They could have had little Disney performances of their favorite movies and stuff like that, mascots running around. They could have done, you know, normal stuff. We could have spent the millions on normal activities for kids and wholesome activities and actual family-friendly stuff and actually have a learning experience. No, because it's all about sexually grooming the children. So we disguise it as this family-friendly thing, but we all know what's really going on. It's not about the kids. It's not about having fun with the kids. It's about us. It's about us sexualizing the kids. That's what it's really about. It's not about the kids having fun. It's about us subjugating the kids because we're leftists. We're liberals. We're Democrats. We need to subjugate things. We need subjects. The kids are our subjects. But imagine all the fanfare. They had that big, beautiful park. There's a little park there, too, a little playground. All those booths and everything. They could have done an event that would have actually been awesome for kids, but instead they use it to groom and sexualize and indoctrinate them. Kids don't know whether they're having fun or not. They don't know what's going on. They just see a dude coming up to them dancing around, singing, laughing, and they say, okay, I guess I'm having fun now. Daddy says it's okay for this person to be touching me. I mean, what is this, folks? You're just seeing it on the screen. It's out of control. But, I mean, imagine they actually, like, had a fair. Maybe, put up a Ferris wheel or something. I mean, God forbid. No, it's all got to be gay activities all month long. Not carnival games or anything like that. No, not cartoon characters or anything like that. I don't know, maybe a petting zoo. Maybe the kid, pet the ponies, you know, pet the little lambs, feed the goats. I mean, I'll go to a local farmer's market. They'll have a little petting zoo out there for the kids. Oh, at the gay pride stuff. No, it's all about let's get kinks and let's get gay dancers and let's get tranny dancers and let's get top and bottom surgery performers and let's show the kids that. That's what we're going to do for the kids. That's what we're going to spend the millions on. That's what we're going to do the planning with. Stuff children are actually into? Stuff that's actually themed for kids? That kids have loved forever? No, we're not doing that. We're making it gay. All right, let's continue. Here's a child in the front row as the drag performer for children is dancing in front of them, requesting that the child touch his breasts in clip 7. Got little kids in the front row as this dude pretending to be a woman does a striptease. Because this is what kids want. They want, I mean, you go talk to kids. See that? Oh, yeah. He looks right at the kid and goes, yeah, look at these. How do you like these? Oh, my gosh. You see it at the beginning of the clip here. Looks right at the kid and says, how do you like these puppies? Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. All right, take it, dog. Take it off the screen.
This is just so ridiculous. I'm sorry, man. I just can't even believe it, man. I feel like I'm not that far removed from being a kid. I mean, I'm only 32, so I'm 20 years removed from this stuff. It's not that long ago. This was never going on. No, nothing anywhere near this.
And you know what? Whether it was straight kids or gay kids, you know what? We all liked the same stuff. We all liked playing the same games. We all did it. Look at, does that kid look like he's having fun right there, that little girl? See, that, you know, that is everything right there. That is everything, that little image right there. Guys, pull that back for me. Right before that, you'll see there's a group of, it's all, I'm telling you, this has nothing. The only purpose this serves for children is grooming them. This is all for the gay community. This is all for these demented adults. Does that girl look like she's having fun? Or is it all the parents around her, all the leftist, liberal, Democrat parents around her? Who are the ones having fun? The little girl, the little kid, or the parents? It's all about them. It's always all about them. It's funny. I mean, I can sit here and I can go down the list of negative characteristic and character traits and personal traits, and it's a liberal that possesses all of them. That's just more proof right there of the selfishness. But again, just more proof they're showing the images. The kids aren't having fun at these things. The kids don't want to be there. They're forced to go there. And it's all the adults that are the ones having fun. And they just pretend it's for kids because they're grooming the kids because they have a level of sexual perversion and deviant in them. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. But hey, if that little girl was maybe on a ferry, like a Ferris wheel or something, or a merry-go-round, maybe petting a pony, you know? You think she'd be having fun? Or maybe there was a performer singing like one of her favorite Disney songs, like from Frozen or something like that. You think she'd be having fun then? Yeah, because that's what kids like. And that's what kids have always liked. But see, we're not having this event for the children, are we? No, we're having this event for all the adults. And we're just pretending it's for the children. When really it's just all for the gay, selfish needs of the adults that also have an agenda to groom the children. They brag about it. Here's another one, guys. Let's go to the drag queen here dancing and doing the splits, just shaking that stuff for the kids in clip 8. Oh, yeah. Here comes Big Daddy Dump Truck. Yeah. For kids. I mean, are you kidding me? Folks, I'm at a loss. Who wants to see some Oswald Cobblepot looking freak in a rainbow leotard and a wig? I mean, folks, this is like, and it's just right there, literally dry humping the ground right in front of children, spreading his legs like a stripper. It's for kids, guys. It's all for kids, though. Okay, well, that was fun. Oh, and I've only gotten through half of the list. So I've got more coming up here, folks. No one else is covering this stuff. I don't blame them, quite frankly. But we're going to warn you. The liberals are coming. The liberals are coming. And they're coming for your kids. And they're coming with some of the most perverted, deviant stuff that you have ever seen. And we haven't even had enough time in this hour to cover it. Sadly, more coming.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.